It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know who has it hard in the workplace? White males.
No, you don't.
If you look at social media, if you look at anything, it's so hard for white males to survive in an office setting.
You better be joking right now.
And that's what today's Awkward Tuesday phone call is about. We got one of the rare white males on the phone right now. Bernie, nice to meet you, man. I feel your pain. It's tough for us.
Oh. You know, it couldn't be more true. How are you guys doing? Big fan of the show.
It's not true at all, Bernie. Yeah, okay?
Actually, Bernie, I read your email, and what you want to do is pretty cool, actually.
You know, I find myself in this rare situation, but I really want to reach out to you guys for some help because, you know, it just felt like the right thing to do.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell everybody why you want to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call today?
So, there's a girl I work with, Sarah. She's a fantastic girl. We work together in this advertising firm, and she's just, like, the best person ever, like, one of the best workers.
Another woman in the workplace trying to keep the white male down, huh?
Yeah, that's us.
Classic.
Yeah, classic ladies.
Now, I can't tell, Bernie, do you have a crush on her, or do you just really respect her and what she does in her career?
No, really, I don't. I just think she's a remarkable individual.
You don't respect her, or you don't have a crush on her?
No respect.
No, I don't have a crush on her. I really don't. She's just, I respect the heck out of her.
Okay,
she's,
cool.
Like, more than competent at her job, and we both do almost the exact same thing, and we've worked together for a while. And we went out to kind of have this happy hour that we go to sometimes, and we brought up a subject we just had never talked about before, and we, you know, I don't even know how it came to be, but we were talking about our compensation. And, I mean, I found out that she actually makes $15,000 less than me.
That's so messed up, man.
And
man, that sucks.
It does suck, but it's not shocking. Like, none of that is shocking.
Yeah. Well, it's not. I mean, you know, you guys got all those issues that you deal with. So it really makes sense. Am I right, Bernie? High five in our special work break room that no other but white males gets to go to. You know where I'm talking about. I'll see you in there later smoking a cigar.
Do you guys really have one of those? I'm being serious.
Dude, it's great. Yeah. Neither of you guys can go, but it's awesome.
I've never been.
There's a special elevator and everything.
It's messed up.
No, but that does suck, though.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised because that's still a thing that happens. But once you told me, I was pretty taken back, and I was, you know, flat out, like, mad, to tell you the truth. I felt like I should do something about it.
And you wanted her fired because it should be $30,000 less than you're making, right?
What are you paying these
ladies? Yeah, come on.
No, I just felt like, not responsible, but what if I could do something? What if I could change her situation? And I don't know, I did something kind of crazy.
What'd you do?
After a few days, I went in, first thing, walked into my boss's office, and I went up to him, and I told him that I wanted to give Sarah a cut of my check.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I didn't really give him reasons. I just wanted to get that down on paper and make it happen.
A cut of your salary?
Yeah. Every pay period, I wanted part of it to go to Sarah.
Okay, wait.
Wow. That's so nice.
Well, it's nice, but why didn't you tell your boss the reason? Because, I mean, he's the one that's at fault for this discrepancy in wage, so shouldn't he be the one that knows why? I mean, if you're going to fix a problem.
I didn't really want to get into the politics of it or anything. I just told him that I feel like Sarah deserves to make more money, and it just happened. It happened, like, right on the spot.
But doesn't that...
Wow,
I mean,
man.
I applaud what you're doing, but again, I don't think you're fixing the problem if you're not really discussing the issue.
So that's why I wanted to call you guys and get this on the radio so that it could be public and, like, be talked about. And I feel like the more public it is, people might, I don't know, be inspired to talk about it at least or do something similar.
Wow.
Okay.
Huh. So who are we calling in the Awkward Tuesday phone call, though?
Everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world?
The world.
One group call?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I haven't told Sarah what I did yet. And I thought, what better way than to call, like, Brooke and Jubal and get it on the radio?
So you're going to call her and tell her that you gave her some of your salary so you guys could get equal pay.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Is she, though? It just feels like you're calling her to congratulate yourself on doing something good when it's something that should just be done anyway.
I'm not really, like, trying to paint myself as a hero or anything like that. I just feel like it's only fair that we make the same amount. And so I just... I don't know. I feel like it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. It's going to be a hard one, just even you saying that you got her the raise. Do you know what I mean?
See, that's the thing. I need to figure out how to phrase it so I don't come off looking like a jerk or like she's a charity case.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. You want to start a hashtag on Twitter?
Okay.
I'm thinking of a really good hashtag that's not supposed to be sexist, but kind of comes off sexist.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's good, Jubal. Yeah.
Hashtag help a lady out.
No.
No?
Don't want your pity money.
Would that not fall right?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll work on the hashtag. But
yeah, we'll fix your guys' cute little careers for
Ooh,
you.
That's a good one, too.
That's what we are as white men. We can do that because we have the power.
All right. We'll play a song. I'll work on the hashtag for you in the meantime. And then we'll come back and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, hang on.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know what's really cool?
What's
is that?
That
after today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, sexism is going to be solved. And that's really cool to think about.
Wow.
If you think about it, that is pretty cool. We're about to solve a huge problem in the world, in our country, in just a few minutes. And I'm excited about that. Yeah. I feel good about that.
Just like another white man thinking that they do one little thing and then suddenly everything's all right.
We are about to solve sexism. Man, the power of the Awkward Tuesday phone call. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Bernie is on the phone to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call today. He recently found out that he makes $15,000 more than his female coworker. They do the same job. They were out drinking and they were sharing salaries or something, which I think is an office no-no, by the way, Bernie. But they were sharing salaries and he found out he made more. So he went to his bosses and said, hey, I want to split it up so that she gets the same amount of money. He didn't tell the bosses, though, but he wants to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call because he wants to tell her. And then he's hoping that maybe it helps inspire other people to do the same. And I'm just excited for the end of the phone call when we can officially put a nail in the coffin of sexism. All right, Bernie, are you about ready?
I think so. Okay. I think I'm ready.
And I mean, you did say that you were a little bit nervous because you don't want to come off as you're just doing a charity, basically, for her, right?
Exactly. I just don't want her to have an adverse reaction to this.
Yeah.
You know, I want her to take it the best that it could possibly go.
Right.
Dude, what if she gets so offended and just yells at you?
That you would like that, wouldn't you, Jubal? You'd like it a little bit, wouldn't you?
I would a little bit, yeah.
Well, I do think you need to say, hey, you know, I can't cure institutionalized sexism, but I do think that
Yeah, you can. It's called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Sorry to bring that up again. Congratulations to us. We're about to cure sexism.
But I'm doing my little part, and I hope you know that this, you know, unfortunately is something that I had to do, and it should have been done by our bosses, but wasn't.
Right. That's exactly what I want her to hear.
All right.
Good luck.
I'm going to dial her phone number right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Good luck.
All right. Let's do this.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Sarah, it's Bernie.
Oh, Bernie. Hey, sorry. I didn't recognize the number. What's up?
Sorry to bug you. I wasn't sure what you're doing right now.
No, don't worry about it. That's fine. Anytime. What do you need?
I just wanted to, I've been meaning to talk with you about something. Kind of let you know something that's going on right now.
Oh, something at work, you mean?
No, well, kind of. So, I guess, do you remember happy hour like three weeks ago, like a month ago, we were at the
Okay, yeah. What's going on?
So, I don't know. It was just that night we'd had a few drinks and we started talking about...
I'm so sorry, Bernie. I mean, no, we're coworkers. We've got to keep it professional at work, and I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression.
No. That's not at all what I'm talking about. Sorry, I do not want to make it seem like I want to go on a date.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry. sorry.
No worries. It's not at all that. It's more, do you remember when we started talking about how much we make?
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
So you told me how much you make and it did not sit well with me at all. So that just flat out pisses me off. It's not right.
I mean, no, that's not right.
Look, Sarah, I know this is an uncomfortable topic, I just feel like we should be compensated the same amount for the same job.
Okay. Was that what you wanted to call about?
Yeah. I can't tell you how much it bugged me. I mean, I felt like I needed to do something. I felt like I needed to make it right. So I got to just flat out tell you, you're going to be making more money next year than you did last year. And it's been approved. Like, you're going to be making the amount of money you should be making.
Wait, what? What are you telling me right now?
Sarah, you deserve to be compensated, you know, and you're not just an amazing person, you're an amazing employee. So I flat out just asked them to take a portion of my salary and compensate you, take it out every pay period so that you get the same amount.
What? Oh, Sarah, Bernie, I don't even know what to say to you right now. I mean,
don't say thank you, because it's what's right. It's just flat out what's right. You've worked so hard.
Look, Bernie, when we were talking last month, I wasn't being 100% honest with you.
What?
About what?
Well, you told me how much you were making, and I felt bad because you've been there longer than I have. I told you a little bit less than I really make.
I don't understand what?
I didn't want to hurt your feelings or embarrass you, but I make a little more than you do.
What?
Awkward.
Now I think she makes a lot more than you.
Oh, no.
Somebody just got paid.
What the heck was that, Bernie?
Oh, hey, Sarah, what's up? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show, and Bernie wanted to call you today on the air.
Wait, is Bernie there? What is going on?
Sarah, the reason that Bernie wanted to call you is we do something on our show. It's called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you have an issue or something you want to talk to somebody about, you can email us. We'll give you a little advice, and then you call that person. Bernie called us today and told us about your conversation and how he went to your bosses to get you a raise, sweet, because he thought you were making less than him for the same job, and he wanted to help fix sexism. And I thought we were going to do it in this phone call, but apparently we have to wait another day or so to fix
it. Wait, Bernie, did you seriously do that for me?
Yeah, I'm serious. Do you seriously make more money than I do?
I mean, kind of. I do make more money than you. I just didn't want to tell you that.
Oh, my God. You've got to go in there and tell them that you need a pay cut now. Like, what?
Bernie, you shouldn't have handled it this way. That's crazy. You should have come and talked with me about this if you had a problem.
I did talk with you. I talked with you at the bar and you lied to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I lied, but I was looking out for your feelings. I didn't want to make you feel bad, especially since, you know, you've been there longer than I have. I didn't think you were going to go to the boss and tell him to take some of your salary and give it to me. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, now what am I going to do?
Bernie, why didn't you talk to, like, even the bosses about the reason you were doing it? Because I'm sure they would have stopped you if they knew.
I don't know. I thought that if I told them the real reason and gave them the details, they'd say no. And I don't know. This whole plan really backfired, I guess.
Well, for everybody except for Sarah.
Yeah, winner.
Sarah.
Yeah, what up, baller?
What are you going to do with all that money now?
No.
No.
I mean, Sarah, you're going to go back and tell them that you can't accept the raise, right? That you have to give the money back to Bernie.
Or I guess, Bernie, you could go and ask for a raise yourself, and then we could make the same amount.
Ooh. That's even better.
I just asked Rich and Dan for a pay cut. Now you think I'm going to go in there and ask for a raise? They're just laughing my face.
Well, I can't go in and tell them that I don't want the raise they offered me. Then down the road, if they offer me a real raise, they're going to think I don't want it.
That's a good point. I think, Sarah, you're going to have to be Bernie's negotiator, because obviously you're a lot better at the table than he is when it comes to determining what salary you deserve.
Well, look, I have a meeting with our bosses later this week. I think they're going to talk with me about a promotion they've been considering me for. So while I'm talking with them, I can put in a good word for you and...
Sarah,
He's getting fired.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Dude,
at the end of this, you are not going to have a job anymore, Bernie. Or Sarah's going to own the company, and then she can just decide, because it sounds like she's on the fast track. People just want to give her everything.
Yeah, Sarah's awesome.
Just give him a raise when you do own the company, Sarah, please.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry about this. I'm not going to just take your money. I mean, this is crazy. We'll figure something out. We'll get this fixed.
I hope so.
Desperation in his voice.
Sarah, do you need any errands run or any housework or anything like that?
Why?
Now would be a good time to hire some help for whatever the amount of money that he gave you was.
No.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.